Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host, Simara Mo, and welcome to episode number 98, I believe. We're going to talk about, in this episode, I just want to talk about, briefly talk about interest rates right now in the United States. Majority of my audience is from the States, so I want to talk about interest rates. Tomorrow, the Fed, FOMC, the Federal Open Market Commission, is going to have a meeting to decide whether to keep rates as it is, lower rates or increase rates. According to my own analysis, I've seen that inflation still hovers around 3%, and the Fed's targeted inflation rate is 2%, so most likely they will be increasing interest rates or leaving it at the, as it is right now at around 5%, 4-5%, I believe. So I don't think interest rates should be lowered, but because we have, I'm not in the States, I'm in China, Beijing, but because the United States has an election next year, most likely the government is gonna, the Fed is probably gonna lower rates or print money and put it into the system because of election. The economy has to be, there has to be liquidity in the economy. So that is my own forecast. I cannot predict the future. This is just macroeconomic views. But the Fed, the main function of the Fed, the Fed's main role, this is what the Fed believes, and every central banker believes that the main role is to control inflation and growth in the economy. Those are the two main forces that they want to control. They want to stimulate the economy so that it grows, and they also want to control inflation. Because why? When prices get high, it erodes purchasing power of people's wealth, and also people in the lower income bracket cannot afford basic goods and services. So they're focused on making sure the economy functions vibrantly, make sure it's healthy, make sure people in the lower income bracket can also afford to buy the necessities, basic things such as food and water, and pay rent, school fees, all this basic stuff. So I believe that the Fed is not going to lower interest rates. That is my own view, my own opinion, and we will see what happens tomorrow after the meeting, during the meeting, I mean. So for investors, this leaves a lot of opportunity. Most people have their money in short-term rates, short-term bonds, treasury bills. Because interest rates are high, they can get a good return on the investments. Cash is king today because of higher interest rates. So cash is king. And they have abandoned gold, Bitcoin, all the other hard assets. Every time interest rates increase, cash becomes king, and all inflation adds assets decrease in value. So that is it. This is not a long episode. It's just a short episode. Thank you all for listening, and see you all in the next episode.